She's tired. Uh-oh, it's 7:30. Okay, so, so last week we started to discuss the Achakos, the Yisur and the Chazal instituted between a man and his wife, that's a Nida. We went through some of the basic Yisurim. Just want to finish up a few Nikudas in the Gia, and then move on to the Achakos, which are Shaykh by Achila. So we have the Halacha. One thing we do see from the Sifim in Shulchan Aruch, it's not a short Simen, but it's not a long Simen. But from the Sifim that are written in Shulchan Aruch, we do see that Chazal were concerned with creating a Chiba between each other. Chiba, or it could lead to a Tzchaik, a Kalas Reish between each other, which that can go to the next step, which will be Isser. And that's what they wanted to prevent. Now, there are some situations where could be sometimes it will lead to a derech chiba, and sometimes it will not lead to a derech chiba. Depending on that is whether it will be mutar asa. For example, negiya yidei davach. What's a negiya yidei davach? There's a contact here, but through something else. I'll give some examples to it soon. Is this us or not? So there's a first sharia from a taz that's mutter. Okay. And therefore, la halacha we're going to paskin that if it's not being done, the derech chiba or schoik kalas roish will be mutter. For example, you're holding a cup of soda or a can of soda and there's a straw. So you're holding the drink and the straw and she's in drink from the straw. So there's no negiya over here, there's no direct negiya. But through the straw, she's drinking from the drink that's here. So that's an indirect negiya. So again, if she could do it herself, so why are you doing this with her? That already could be a question of chiba. But if for some reason she's holding the baby or whatever, she can't hold the cup and there's no place to put the cup down for her to drink from, then to hold the cup over there for her to drink from there would be fine. If she's holding a bag, and in the bag there's she's holding her pocketbook, and in the pocketbook there's a wallet, or there's money, or there's a key. So to take it out of her pocketbook, that already not. But how about to drop something into her bag or into her pocketbook? That would be fine, unless there's another etza. But to drop something into her pocketbook or into her bag, that would be mutter. Again, that's a negiya, aydei dava acha. If the husband's holding a pot of food, and she wants to take food out of it, so if it's something, if you're able to put the pot down, and she could take food out of it by herself, so then of course that would be better. But let's say it's Shabbos, and you don't have a place where you can put it down without running into a problem of chazara, you want to hold on to it, so you could hold on to the pot as she takes out the chalim from the pot, and then you put the pot back on. That'll be fine because that's a negiya yidei dav acha. If he for some reason can't put his hat on or his coat, coat already could get more into negiya, but a hat, put a hat on and if he can't do it himself, so by her putting the hat on will be, as long as there's no negiya, that would also be a case of negiya yidei dav acha. If she's lying on a bed and there's a,
I wouldn't put my hat on.
Why would it be a?
Just be
a shatter is miyodoyli yodo, yodoyli yodo. Yeah, the son being transferred from me to her. He is just being placed on her. So that would be the gei de davach. If let's say one of them are lying on a bed, and it's one of those beds where you could raise, can move up and down, a hospital bed or something similar to that. So if she's a chayla, so then of course you don't have to be machmer over there if she needs it. But even if she's not a chayla, even if he's not a chayla, and they need the bed to be raised or lowered, that would be mutter if there's a tzarech to it. But a swing, let's say they're on a swing, so that already is a case, even though you're pushing something else, but that's a case of l'schaik or l'kalas roish, where over there it should not be done.
Well, I'll give you something out of that.
So that's usually when you're taking something out, the truth is, mustamed should be the same as putting in, but usually when you're taking something out, there's more of a contact between the two when you have to take something out of what she's holding than when you're just dropping it in. So that's why I set it up that way. That to take out is better not to. To drop in, if there's any need, it's fine. But if it's a situation where you need to drop in, you could do that also. But it should be more of a letzairach. Ner Havdalah, we mentioned last week that if one of them are holding it, the other one could look at their fingers, their nails by the Ner Havdalah. Now, to lift something together, to lift or to push something together, let's say they have to push a table or a heavy cabinet to the side, they have to push it. we're finishing up the Arachakis. So if, let's say they want to lift something together, they want to carry the table, carry a carriage, or push a table or a closet to the side. So again, if he could do it himself, or it's easier, someone else there, they could do it with him, so then he should do it with the other person, because by doing it with her, that would be an act of doing something with her, which could lead to chiba. As opposed to, if there's no one else there that could help you out, and he can't do it himself, so then he could lift it or push it together with her. The question comes up about kvata, that sometimes a person, when his wife's aser, they're offered to be kvata. They're offered to be kvata. So there's a heter that there are those that want to bring down, that berabim, that when it's berabim, we're not worried about chiba, but it's a very weak heter. This heter is discussed by Chuppas Nida. By Chuppas Nida, by putting the ring on her hand, if she's a Nida, when by Chuppas Nida, she's a Nida. But it over here, it's not so accepted. However, based on this Yisoy that we just mentioned, that Nigia Yidei Dov Acha would be Mutter when there's a Litzayrach, so if she would be willing to do the Eitz of two pillows, that they have one pillow, and then the second pillow on top of that, and the baby's lying on top of that second pillow, and then he'll come and take the second pillow off, that's a Nigia Yidei Dov Acha, which would be Makam to be Mekel. Could be it's still embarrassing if she's embarrassed that people see what's going on, two pills, but if they feel that they're willing to do that, so then that's definitely an eitzah to be done, which you can be make with that. Last week we discussed throwing, passing a child, giving the child a pacifier or a bottle, that would be mutter. Okay. Now I'd like to go on to, so I think we finished up that set of hachakis. Let's just move on to safsal misnanding. There's a din over here that if there's a bench which shakes, it's a shaky bench. Like the old time benches, you sit on it, they shake. So it's also for both of them to sit on this bench, on this shaky bench, because there's somewhat of a feeling, they're feeling each other through the movement of the bench. If, let's say, there's someone sitting in between them, he's sitting here and then someone else is sitting over here and then she's going to sit down here, or if they put something down which is recognizable, he puts his coat there, puts a pocketbook there, if it's not to be big, but something that's recognizable that there's something between them, then it will be mutter for them to sit on it. Now, if each one's sitting on a separate chair, even if the chairs are touching each other, there's no iser. If they're separate chairs, even if they're touching, it could be it's roi to be marchik the chairs a little from each other so that they don't come to negia. But if it's separate chairs, even if they're moving, it'll be fine. If it's attached to the wall or to the ground, like most benches outside are attached to the ground, so then it's not awesome, because since usually benches which are attached to the wall, to the ground, don't move, therefore on those benches they did not make this iser of sitting on it together. A car, traveling in a car or on a bus, so even though there's movement, and again we're talking about where you're sitting on the same seat, let's say the back seat where it's one seat, or in the back of the bus where it's one seat, So then the place can bring down smuta, because the movement, you're feeling the vibration of the car, not the movement of the other one. So that's not going to bring to chiba. So that would be muta. If they're traveling for the shein tiyul, meaning for pleasure, the trip itself is for pleasure. Not that they're traveling to, they're going to have pleasure, meaning that they're going to the park or to wherever they're going to for pleasure. But the trip itself is for pleasure. You're driving through a scenic area, driving through bare mountains, you're driving through a place where the trip itself is pleasure, like the mashal that the Truma Sedeshin gives, the Ginois of Pardesim. They used to, for pleasure, they would drive through the gardens and the orchards. It was a nice scenic area. So then, or going to the safari for pleasure, just to drive through the safari. So then, even though we just said that it's mutta to go in a car or a bus because it's the vibration of a car, but over there, if it's one seat, we are machmir. But derech klal, if you're going alone for pleasure, you can end up going yourself in a car, and in the front is two seats, so it's not going to be negeah. If you have your chauffeur driving you through one of these places, and you're sitting in the back and it's one seat, so that's where this issue could come. And if litzayrech, if there's a need for it, so then you could do the eitzah of putting something in between. Hiking, going for tziyo by walking. So even though the Aruch HaShulchan is machmir over here, however, Moshe writes the minig is to be meikel. Even though the walk itself is for pleasure. And Adrav, I think we mentioned last week, we were talking about complimenting and speaking to her. It could be now, during the Yimei Isser, it's more important. She needs more chizik, she needs more encouragement, so it could be it's more important to take walks than when she's mutter. There are other ways of spending time with each other. And therefore a person has to keep that in mind. But Rav Moshe writes that taking walks for tiyul would be mutter.
Okay, now
there's a chiddush in some nachrim that want to say that the couch is the same thing. But then again, it's only if it's one pillow and you can feel each other. When it's a soft pillow, it's one pillow, soft pillow. Because if it's two pillows, then you're feeling the movement of the other pillow, which is being moved by her, that's indirect. If it's one pillow and she's sitting close enough to you that you can feel her sitting down, that would be a problem. So if you have one pillow, she could sit down over here, you could sit down over here, you didn't feel each other, and then slide over closer to each other. Again, you always have to be careful not to come to negiah. Right? On a plane also, there's nothing wrong with sitting next to each other, just to keep in mind that... Okay, now the chedek of harchak is the negate achila. So the first one we have is shulchan echa, that if they're eating together on one table, eating a suda, but they're eating a meal. They're eating a meal. Doesn't have to be with bread, even if it's our bread or out any mezainis, but it's a lunch, a supper, or even a breakfast, if it's a sit-down breakfast that you're sitting down to a meal. So then, what we need to do is we need to put down a hecker. We need to put something which is gevaya kitzas. Some of the acharim bring down the shit tefach, but the idea is just that it should be nicker that there's something here for a hecker, or each one should eat on their own tablecloth. If they don't normally eat on placemats, and now if they both eat on a placemat, that's enough of a hecker. Or if he puts a placemat underneath his plate to make a difference, or a napkin, if he puts a napkin out underneath, a big napkin, maybe that also be enough. Or one of them rolled the tablecloth back, and then he's eating on the table, she's eating on the tablecloth. You know, there's something different over here than normal. Now, by a snack, if you're just having cake, or a fruit as a snack, or a hot drink, or a cold drink, then it's mutta, even on the same table, same tablecloth, you don't need to have a hecker. If let's say, after the suda Friday night, you're sitting down, you bring out snacks, talking about so far alone, without a, you bring out different nash to nasha, but you can sit there and schmooze for an extended amount of time, so then already it's kedai to put down a hecker. But otherwise, if it's just a quick snack, a coffee and cake or something like that, then you do not need a hecker. If there's someone else at the table, even a child above the age of 3, eating with them, and whether even if it's from your own family, your children, or it's from a different family, you do not need a hecker over there. Another eitzah is if, let's say, what? Right, since they're there with you. If they're sitting between you, that in itself will be a hecker. But, now, if she has a mokum which is miyuchid for her, where she always sits by the table, and she changes her seat when she's in nida, then also there's no need for a hecker. What's considered a hecker? So we said something something a little high, something recognizable that's on the table. It could be, you could have a pitcher or a mug, a cup, or any other kli, achila or shasiya, that's not normally, if you have something which is not normally on the table, if you're not using it now at this suit, that would be enough. If it's something that's not normally on the table, you always keep the pitcher off the table, and you fill up the cups, and you bring the cups to the table, and now you're going to bring the pitcher to the table, and you're going to be using it here and there. So b'shas adchak, that would be enough for a hecker, but it's better to put something else there. But if you have something, let's say you have on the table, you always have a flower arrangement, or something else which is always on the table, it's always at the end of the table, it's always in one spot on the table, and now you can move it to be between you, that will for sure help as a hecker.
Hecker has to be in between you though?
Even though the Lashon is Ben Ka'ari Seh, doesn't mean Dafka between their plates, it means somewhere between where they're sitting. Between where they're sitting. On the table, it's on the table between where they're sitting. Okay, that's the din of Shulchan Echa. Kara Achas, the second din is not to eat from the same plate. It's also for them to eat from the same plate, the same bowl, same bag. Even if on the plate there are two different types of food, there's meat and potatoes, and he's going to eat from the meat and she's going to eat from the potatoes, still they should not eat from the same plate. The question is if it's one of those plates with the divisions, if that's considered like two or one. The Paiskim have a discussion if this is shaykh to things which people normally eat together from one plate, like nuts and things like that. If that's negated to this issa or not. Lamaisa, if you have nuts, nuts which are, let's say you have nuts which are peeled nuts lying on the table, right? Not on any plate. You have on the table a pile of nuts. Is that called karachas? So the halacha is that it's mutter for both of them to take from it, even though each one's taking one. It's better if it's spread out a little, so then for sure. But if it's in one pile, then already could be that's called, that has more shaykhs to karachas. But if you spread it out, even though it's on the table, it's not. If it's spread out a little, so that's definitely better. Now the aside over here, before we give more examples, the aside over here of this din of karachas is, the isser is only when each one's taking from the plate and putting it directly into their mouth. But if the derech is to take a few of the nuts, and you eat one at a time, that's not a problem. That's not called eating from the karachas. You're eating from your hand. So that would be mutter. Or if each one takes, let's say, herring, you get your wife to eat herring with you. So then you take the herring and you put it on a cracker. That's also not called karachas, because you put on the cracker and then you eat it from the cracker. So that won't be a problem.
Is this her plate?
No, we're talking about karachas. We're eating from one dish. Karachas is when there's one serving dish over here, and you're both eating directly from that one plate. So as long as it's not directly, that could be still directly. Right. But we'll give some examples like this. Let's say you have things with a peel. With a peel on, or nuts with a shell on it, and you have to shell it before you eat, or oranges, or fruits that you need to peel. So that's not called karachas because you have to peel it first and then you eat it. It's not eaten directly from the plate. Let's say you have...
what's the problem? That you're going to come to...
When there's a certain contact between each other, which is chiba, it's not a chashash of negir, it's not a shash, because it's not direct anymore. When we're both eating directly from the plate, that brings a certain closeness between each other that we're worried that will lead to the next step of iser. But if we have to stop in between, then that's not going to bring to that chiba.
If you take it from front, put it on your hand, and you from your hand,
that'll be fine. No, that'll be fine. You take one out at a time. That's fine. That's fine.
If you peel it with your mouth,
so like this, as you're saying, it goes directly to your mouth.
You don't have to peel with your hand.
Yesh Ladin. So do the other eight, so take a few and then just take one at a time. Or if, let's say you have a fruit that you eat, and you don't eat in one bite. You bite off a few bites from it. You eat from the fruit, you bite into it. You take a few bites from it, that's also fine. Or even a cookie. If you have a big enough cookie that you don't put the whole thing in your mouth at once, you eat from it, bite a few bites, that's also fine. That's not a problem, that's not considered like karachas. So that's also not called karachas. That's also not a problem. Right.
Same spoon.
Some want to clarify if that's a problem. Shirayim. But Pashto is not. Because the way you eat it is you eat it from your hand. You don't eat it from the dish. You hold on to the cookie, you bite into it. It's not a feeling of karachas. Yeah. One more example is something that you have to suck, that you don't swallow right away, like a sucking candy. Like sucking candy, which you have to suck, you don't swallow right away. Also, that's not considered like karachas. You suck it first. Okay, a lot of these things are hashara of rabbanim, but I'm saying this is kach. Okay, so that's the din of karachas. Now we have the din of shirayim, of leftovers. What's the din of leftovers? The din of leftovers is on the husband. Dafka, this harachok is dafka on the husband. That's also for the husband to eat or drink leftover food or drink of the isha, of his wife, in front of her. So it's dafke, him eating or drinking her leftovers in front of her. But if she poured or he poured the leftover into a second cup, he moved it into a second cup, or someone else, even a child, drank from it in between, then it's no longer considered her leftovers. Or if, let's say, she leaves the room, so it's not bifaneha anymore, it's mutta. Let's say she left the room and then while he's drinking it, she comes back in. This is a question in the Pesachei Tshuva. Do we say it is a leftover? Not, you know, it's you and mafsik in between. Yeah or no? Look, if it's possible, so then just pour it into another cup so you get out of the problem over here. If let's say it's something solid, it's a roll or a piece of bread or cake or a fruit that she bit into, so then it's better just to cut off a slight, kadei klipa of where she ate from, where she bit into, and then he could eat the rest.
The dafka putting in a different cup and not a different plate.
By what?
Shrine.
A shrine what?
You're putting in a different cup.
I was talking about liquid over there. If it's liquid or if, let's say, something loose.
And she has to leave and then you put in a different cup?
No. That's either.
On a different plate. That's also.
That's also fine. Putting onto a different plate would be fine by something loose. But something loose. That's what I'm about to say. Something loose. Like, let's say, rice or vegetables or something like that. So then putting that onto another plate would be fine. But if you have something solid, like a roll or a piece of cake or a piece of bread, where she bit into it with her teeth,
a steak
that she bit into it.
It's not shirayim. You can cut it off a piece. It's not shirayim. It's not her shirayim.
No. Put it onto your plate. That'll be fine.
So
that'll be fine.
a
chacham ain't a beraisha. You know your wife's not going to finish the steak anyway, so you should cut it in half to begin with. But if you didn't do that, then you still knew and you didn't realize it yet. So then,
yeah. So challenge him with it because you can't.
Correct. Just put it onto another plate. Put it onto another plate.
You can see like the
bite. It's not nicker. Yeah, it's not nicker that she ate from this once you transfer it over into the second thing. Correct.
The whole thing is eating that off her plate. That's the whole of shirayim. She's eating it off her plate.
It's no longer her shirayim when it's not on her plate. Right. Correct. Now, this is a shirayim is only by things which you would not eat with a stranger. You would not eat with a stranger. You wouldn't drink with a stranger. But let's say nuts or popcorn, things like that, which the derech is that strangers eat from each other from the same bowl, not caring that someone else ate from. Right? You go to a party, people just take from the bowls, things like that. Is mutter to eat from her leftovers after she, even though she finished eating from it and it's her leftovers, that would be mutter. Another insight is if the husband does not know that this is her leftovers, she does not need to tell him that this is her leftovers. The chiba over here is him knowing that he's eating her leftovers in front of her, but if he doesn't know about it, then she does not need to tell him that this was her leftovers.
How far does that have to go? Maybe let's say it's only you and her in the house and just cover the table.
So and you came home and said, oh, it's so nice of you to pour me a nice cup of orange juice. Did you know I wanted it? No, that's only in front of her. But why? So she said, yeah, I'm in a great mood today.
And how about if it looks like it was drunk from the cup?
But it was so big.
No, you can tell, like, you can know on a couple of lipstick.
So then you know it's her leftover. So I was drinking from it, right?
Right.
Okay, so then you know it is. Just pour into another cup, or send her
so
out of the room.
So you don't see it.
No, don't do that. Fine. There's a question: if turning your back, or she turns her back. Let's say she turns her back. Is that called enough to stop it for now or not? I have a raya that it is, but
that it is for now.
Yeah, that's not considered for now, but.
Because
the Gra is mitzayin a later halacha by Tzos Mit, and over there it says first if she turns her back, but I don't know, I didn't see it first anywhere. So okay, serving food or drinks, it's also for her to pour a drink for her husband in front of him when the cup is right in front of him. But if it's a little over, it doesn't have to be far over, but if it's a little over, they'll have to move it over, move the plate over, move the cup over to in front of him to drink from it. So that's not a problem. And this is, it goes both ways. He can't serve her or she shouldn't serve him food or drink on the plate. Over here we're talking about a personal portion where she's bringing him a personal portion of the plate with a piece of chicken and a kugel and a vegetable. And she's serving him. It should not be done. Should not be put down right in front of him. She has to be done. Either she should serve with her left hand. She's always makpid to give it with her right hand. She should do it with her left hand. Or put it a little over that he can move it over. Or if it's served on a serving plate, that's mutter. On a serving plate is mutter. Now, there's another issa we find over here. Earlier, we mentioned the issa of Aishata. Aishata is passing something from my hand to her hand. There's something being transferred from me to her. So you said the issa is, put it down in front of her, put it down in, I want to give her a pen. So instead of giving it to her hand, put it down, you put it down right in front of her. Food, we just mentioned, you put it a little on the side. How about a cup of wine? Cup of wine. So he had this issa to send her a kais of wine, a kais which is miyuchad for her, a cup of wine. Any other drink, even if it's somewhat a little chashev, maybe in some place with soda or beer, maybe chashev, that's mutter. But by wine, the special chashiv is in wine that they ask it. However, this comes up by kiddush. Rav Isaac kind of holds that yayin of kiddush is mutter for the husband to enter from the leftover of a cup, even if it's, or even if I put it into another cup, but if it's a small amount, that's not chashivas. The chashivas we're talking about is a kais mali, a cup of wine. I'm sending her a cup of wine. But if I'm just sending her a little kiddush wine in a cup, that's not called chashivas. Therefore, over there, we're not being, same thing after benching, where they pour off a little wine. That little wine is not the hachaka that Chazal were talking about. Therefore, Rabbi Mutter to send her the place of wine. I'll tell you the Lashon of Isaac kind of says. He says that Be'etzim he doesn't understand why grape juice should be included. But until he finds another chaver that will say it with him, he's not going to go for that step to say it. So I'm definitely not going to take the lead to say it. but anyways, it's not so in the game. Until he's sending a full cup or a nice amount, it's not in the game. Just sending a little, it's not.
Should pull the towards it, that's okay?
Yeah, even if you are chayshish, so if you can move it a little towards it, but if she has to reach out to get it, that'll also be okay. By wine, by a cup of wine. If you're sending her a cup of wine, so then you can only move, you have to leave it there and she has to come take it herself. Or you can move it a little towards her, but she has to reach out to get it. No, but food you can put them right next to her and she just moves it over. Over here she has to reach out to it. Over here, by if you are sending her, if you are sending her a cup of wine, if you're sending her a full cup of wine or a nice amount of wine, so then it has to be it has to be that she has to come take it herself, or you can move it a little towards her, but it has to be that she'll have to reach out to get it. She'll have to reach out to get it. This is also includes sending it through someone else. If you want to send this cup of wine, you can't tell the person over there, bring this to my wife. Can't tell this, bring this to my wife. So if you... there's a tzad to make of you by someone else's house and the balabas is giving out the cups of wine. I don't know if the ladies should be drinking wine, but if it's being passed out, so then you're just passing for the balabas to her. Maybe then it's mocking to be make of, but like I said, it's better that they shouldn't be drinking for sure not in their own house. Okay. There's the harchaka of hatzah semita, making the bed, making a bed. She should not make his bed, or he should not make her bed in front of her. As long as not in front of each other, even though they know that the other one's making the bed, would be mutter. Now, what's called making the bed? Making the bed is setting the bed up for going to sleep. Anything which is of tircha, putting mattresses in the bed frames, that's not included in this. Putting the linen on, setting up the bed for going to sleep. In general, we make our beds not to go to sleep. We make our beds so the room should look nice. That's not included in this iser. As that which she makes the bed in the morning so that the room should look neat, that's not that she can do in front of him. If let's say she washed the linen, that day, now she wants to put the linen on before it's time to go to sleep, so then that's called making the bed to go to sleep. But otherwise, usually you pull the cover back, so that would be fine. Of rechitas kelim, bringing water to wash himself with. Also, in general, it's not so negay nowadays, because any dvar mitzvah, netil sidayim, negal vasa, mayim achrayim, it's mutter for her to bring the water to him. So, what are we talking about? Washing himself. Normally, she's not bringing water to wash yourself, to turn on the bath, to turn on the shower. That's pashtus not included in this iser. So that's also not so negaya. These harchakas apply whether it's there's a need in the Shainim, if it's only v'shas nida, or it's also v'shas re'iyah, I also v'shas the zayinikim. Halach al ma'is is no chilik. It's by bein v'shas nida, when she's actually seeing them, or she's already waiting her zayinikim until she tovels in mikveh. The achakis apply whether she became aser from a re'iyah, a full re'iyah, or with a chashash deraisa v'algasha, or whether it came through a kesem, she became asa through a kesem, which is drabanan, it makes no difference, the achalkes apply. By a chayla, which if let's say he's sick, and he doesn't have anyone else to help him, except for his wife that's in nida, so it's mutter for her to help him, to get up, to move around, to lay down, she could bring him food, drink, she could feed him, if there's a need for it. If there's someone else there who could do it easily, then you should have someone else do it. If she'll need to help him, which there'll be contact, physical contact, so the best thing is she should put gloves on. Even plastic gloves is enough so that there shouldn't be a physical contact.
Works both ways. Kind of.
So far, we spoke about him when he's sick. And she should be careful as much as possible also not to do rechitzas panim yadav raglav, that's a little more chumradik, and making the bed for going to sleep in also shouldn't be in front of him. Now, that's when he's sick. When she's sick, so then we're a little more machmir. Because when he's sick, the achokis in general are to prevent him from coming to Avera. We're more worried about him than her. He's the one who has the Yetzahara, the Taiva. So therefore, when he's sick, we're not so worried that he'll overcome his sickness. But when she's sick and he's healthy, so then we're more chayshish over here. Therefore, we're going to be a little more machmir when she's sick and she's in nida, that even if there's no one else there to help her out, if he could hire help, if it's possible to hire help, he should try to hire help. But otherwise, Then the rule is those hachakas where there's no contact at all, like putting food down in front of her or piercing her or something. So that as long as there's a need for it, it's fine. But if she's in need help getting up, moving around, and laying down, things like that, where even though it's a contact through a baguette or something like that, if it's possible to get outside help, then you should get outside help. Again, you don't need to allow her to roll around and fall down the steps or something like that. But if it's a situation where Chas Shalom there's a need for extended help, so then it'll be worthwhile if a person is able to, it's more shaykh to get the help over here.
She doesn't want outside help.
She'll feel very embarrassed or something like that. So then that could be a begedah that she can't get outside help. The mashal, this bothered me for a long time. You have a person walking with his wife, and she trips and falls, right? And it's hard for her to get up. And there's a man standing right there, right? So it would seem from the halacha, you should go over to the man, and I once years ago to a paisik, and he said, you're supposed to ask the man to help her get up? So he said to me, he thought, and then he said, you know what? Should tell him, be maharer in Torah and help my wife get up. That's what he told me. Lamaisa, it didn't sit well by me. So I continue asking other paiskim. Lamaisa, at the end I heard from some other paiskim that if she's going to be embarrassed, she's going to be like, don't ask him, I'll rather lie here instead. So then that's cool that you can't get outside up, right? So then you'll be able to help her through a baguette.
But passing time is more.
Yeah, the passing and those things, that you don't have to get outside help, right? That you don't have, this is negated to a lady when she's in labor, after she gives birth, right? I'm saying not always in labor, she also, but if she's usher, or after she gives birth and she's still very weak. So those are chokis where there's no contact at all. So that if there's a need for it, it could be made, right? You can always try to work out also negiyah yidei davacha situations to help out. Okay, are there any questions on achakis? Did we leave anything out?
What about a bag of chips, a can of Coke, or something that's not a
normally?
She thinks of the chip from a bag of chips.
And it's normally... So I think chips is something which normally people eat with strangers, yeah. So as shirayim won't be a problem. You're talking about karachas.
Not shirayim.
I don't think it will be shirayim.
So steak is not a problem. You just cut off
the... Oh, instead of potato chips.
What about karachas?
It's not even a problem with the same steak.
Yeah, the karachas.
You're not eating the same chips. You're eating different chips.
Right. No. But that's a portion. That's a portion. That's a portion. It's like a cup of soda. That's a portion. That's
all
a portion.
The different chips are one portion.
Yeah, if you have
steak is one portion.
If you have a small bag of chips, that's one portion. Steak is one portion.
Steak's one portion.
That's right.
But you can cut off.
Cut off, but potato chips, you don't have that aim of cutting off. It's still her portion. This is her bag.
Even if you cut off, it's the same portion.
No. It loses, because that's where she bit into, that's where she ate from. It loses it.
What about the bag of karachas? The bag of popcorn.
Think of it.
What? Bag of popcorn potatoes, karachas.
If it's a small bag, a personal portion. Oh, no, karachas?
The big ones.
Kobe is karachas.
The big bags of popcorn, you're eating this.
But again, you eat it, usually you take a handful and eat it like that.
No, let's eat it like that.
So then you shouldn't.
If you take a handful,
I said three.
And by the college, if you can think of